The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, American Midwest Ballet, busy inspiring people through dance programs of the highest quality, breathtaking performances. They just wrapped up their 16th season, enriching education and uplifting community engagement. And they are announcing season 17. And with me to make that announcement and tell us all about it, the artistic director and CEO of American Midwest Ballet, it's Erica Overturf. Erica, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about season 17, just want to a quick look back. You and I had the pleasure of talking about Midsummer Night's Dream. How much fun was that to close out season 16?
Oh, it's just a very humorous. It was a really special one to wrap up our season with.
How do you decide what pieces of work you or the group are going to do for a season?
That's a great question. I pick things I like and that I want to see and that I think the dancers are going to enjoy and the audience will enjoy. So, you know, sometimes we're doing something new, which we're really excited about. Sometimes we're bringing back something from the past that we missed that we want to see again. So, and then when I just kind of think it feels right, then we go with it.
Without further ado, what does season 17 look like for us? What's it kick off with?
Well, it starts with Momentum. That will be in October at the Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center. And I'm really excited that we'll get to work once again with Frank Chavez and present his ballet, Habaneras, The Music of Cuba. The music is just fantastic. And Frank is an extremely accomplished choreographer. His work is so lively and entertaining. And so we're excited to bring that one to the stage.
Over the past few years that you and I have spoken, Momentum has always had some kind of a nifty surprise in it.
That's right. Often we get to work with some really exciting guests. Sometimes we're creating new work by our choreographers here. And one of my favorite things about that show is just the variety that you get to see work by several different choreographers. You might get to see the dancers in a classical situation, and then the next minute they're doing something, you know, jazzy style, completely different. And so you get to see the incredible range that our dancers have as performers.
And literally it lives up to its name, because as it kicks off the season, that really does ignite the momentum of the American Midwest Ballet season. So what follows that?
Well, next up, we have the holiday favorite, The Nutcracker. And, you know, this is really a special tradition for families. You know, it's something that really people can look forward to at the holiday season. And the other neat thing about that show, too, is it involves such a large community cast. We'll actually in the summer be auditioning students for roles in the production as well. So they get to dance on stage at the Hoff and at the Orpheum right alongside the professionals. It is really a memorable experience for those young dancers as well.
I really think culturally here in Omaha that as far as the Yuletide season goes, there's the American Midwest Ballet Nutcracker and Omaha Community Playhouse's Christmas Carol. And those two iconic pillars of Yuletide festivities, it's just not a Christmas season without them.
Yes, I concur.
So after everybody gets to take the Christmas break, what happens after that?
Well, we'll get back to working on our spring production, which next season is going to be Cleopatra. And that is a ballet that I choreographed. I was originally inspired by a collaboration with Jocelyn Art Museum. Early on in our company's history, we've always had many wonderful collaborations with Jocelyn. And in the year that I created that one, they were having an exhibition showing ancient Egyptian works. And so that's where that idea came from. And it was really fun to get to research more about this ancient culture, about Cleopatra herself. And it's a very dramatic tale. And it was really fun to bring it to life through dance. That will wrap our season for season 17. And sometimes we do additional projects. Well, we do lots of additional things, which we might announce as well out in the community. But those are our main stage productions that we perform at the Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center, which is in downtown Council Bluffs, and at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Omaha.
Sure, you bet. And of course, as you were kind of intimating, we can't forget all of the community engagement that goes on, the classes that go on. There's all sorts of things that happen during the summer, and there is year-round activity at American Midwest Ballet, and that entire schedule can be found at amballet.org. Boy, Erica, can you believe 17 seasons?
Yes and no. I've been here for all of them, so yes, but also it sounds like a lot, but it goes fast.
It sure does. She is the artistic director and CEO of American Midwest Ballet. Her name is Erica Overturf. Erica, thank you so much for taking the time. It's just wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you. It was great to chat with you.